The guys behind the From Corner to Corner podcast are diving deep into Montgomery County High School sports with the Community Trust Bank Coach's Corner. Join us as we talk local high school athletics with your local coaches. Whether you're a student athlete or a screaming fan, this is the place to turn to get the inside scoop before the next big game. And now, it's time for the show with Sean Kuiper, Neil Payne, Adam Muncy, and Wes Crouch.
Thanks for joining us live on Facebook and YouTube. Before we get started, let's take a moment to thank our sponsors for making all this happen. Community Trust Bank, ChemSoft, Tutu Sweet Treats, CRC Renovations, Kentucky Realty Group, Jacobs Auto Body, Kelwell Commissary, and Simply Secure, the host of our roadshow. And Brent Wehunts, Kentucky Farm Bureau in Frenchburg, sponsor of the Athlete of the Month in Menifee County.
He said it right.
They put that in the...
Woo!
Yeah. Excellent job.
Hey, he sent extra money for me to say it right. While you're watching, go ahead and hit that like and subscribe button. Make sure you share this out to all of your friends. Joining us tonight, we have Menifee coach, boys coach, Derek Robinson, with seniors Jameson Williams, Gage Jolly, and Landon Jackson. Fellas, thanks for joining us. Welcome to the show.
Woo!
Thanks for having us.
Everybody gets to hear it tonight. Got the door open and, you know, who...
It echoed a little bit.
It did echo
a
little bit.
Just for clarification, you are not the only one to mess up Brent's name.
Oh, that's good.
19 takes doing that commercial we dropped yesterday, and Delaney says Brent in the one take that I kept.
Well, you know, it's easily done, right? She's heard me say it so much is what it is. So, Coach, welcome back.
I appreciate you.
Jameson, you've been here before. Gage and Landon, sure. You guys are rookies on the show now.
First time.
So, Coach, why don't you fill us in a little bit on how the season wound up?
You know, we were okay. We finished 9-21. We, you know, finished second in the All-A region for the second year in a row. We played Raceland. They beat us again. We went down to Belfry, and we finished 2-1 down to Belfry. I think so.
1-2.
Something like that. We beat Belfry down there. We swept Bath County. I told you in the preseason that was a big goal of ours, was to take that next step and win some district games. We swept Bath County for the first time since 2010. You know, it was a good year for growth. You know, we still, you know, these are the only three seniors I have in my program. You know, so it was a good year for growth. And like I told them in the last game when it was over, they've raised the bar and they've raised the standard in our program this year and last year. And we're going to keep raising the bar and keep raising the standard.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gage, you set a record this year, right?
Yes. How close am I going to be to this reward?
You're good. What was the record?
It was 18, held by Trey Abner, but we found out we went later back in the records, and Tyler Thacker had 18 before Trey. So Tyler had it. Tyler Thacker, I don't know if you know.
And that's rebounds, right?
Yeah, that's rebounds. Okay.
Yeah. And you wound up with 19, right?
Yeah.
Tyler Thacker, I mean, he's a girls' assistant coach. Does he even count?
Yeah, no, not really. Don't tell him we said that, though.
He's watching.
He's watching live right now.
So what's it like to grab, 19 rebounds? I don't have your height. And so any rebound I could just, you know, try to tackle somebody to get, I would try. But
can't do that on the soccer field.
Well, you know.
You can do it on the soccer field, not on the basketball court.
So what's it like to get 19 rebounds? Did you just know you're like, after about the fifth rebound, you're like, this is going to be easy all night long?
I mean, to be honest with you, I wasn't really thinking about it. I just wanted to win, and it was, you know, it was a long game. It went on, I mean, back and forth.
Double overtime.
We went double overtime. I got an and-one, and then missed the free throw, and then Brevin got the rebound and got fouled.
Gage, but I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but that's where Tyler Thacker might have you. He's going to say, well, I did it in regulation.
Well, I did it in regulation. Yeah, here we go.
I mean, I'm with him. I don't want to give him
I
any.
Still did it.
That's like the whole argument with Caitlin Clark and Pistol Pete, right? He did it without the 3-point line.
Yeah, that's something you old heads say. Us young people can respect Caitlin Clark for what it is.
No, I don't say that.
You old
head. I respect the fact that she beat the record. So,
Landon, how's your season?
Pretty good, I think. I mean, I'm just glad to be playing again, honestly. Like, just
he sat out last year. Yeah, he took the year off as a junior, came back to us as a senior, and stepped in like he didn't miss a beat. And we had some issues early in the year where we were missing some starters, and he stepped in and played. You know, our first game at Elliott County, you know, he got thrown right in. Played. We went to double overtime with Elliott County first game of the year, and he played every second.
Hit two free throws
in double overtime to put it out of reach. And, you know, so he came in and he didn't miss a beat after sitting out a year. Really, it was his first varsity experience, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Anytime a coach says, sat out a year, especially with Jameson sitting there, I'm like, oh, crap, did he have an injury? And I had no clue. Just had to get that mind right. Right, Lynn?
Exactly.
Well, speaking of Jameson, I mean, Jameson, the first time you were on the show, you were still doing the recovery thing back from ACL. Not long after that, you were back on the floor, and it didn't take you very long to get your groove back either, did it?
No, it was not really. I felt pretty good after, especially start playing. I felt really good.
Yeah. So.
When was the first bump you got, and you were like, and you got up and went, okay, I'm good. I'm all right.
It was the all A against Fairview, and I had a wide open cut, and Caden Lawson passed it to me, and it was out of nowhere. One of the Fairview guys just hit me. I was like, I fell. I got it. I was like, well, I guess I'm all right. I'm going to get on defense now.
I mean, something like that happens. Does it help you mentally just in that snap? You're like, okay, I know I can take this bump. I don't have to just feel like I need to stand out at the 3-point line, which you were really good at this year. You know, stand out there and just shoot and, you know, not get that physical contact. You knew at that point, you're like, I can do some more stuff now. I know that I feel pretty free on the court.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Especially – and also on defense, too. It wasn't as bad either, just because I think most of the season I was on the bottom of our 2-3 zone. So I wasn't really thinking about it then either.
Yeah.
I was just able to go up there and try to get a rebound. So
that's good.
Coach, you mentioned you were 9-21 this year. Obviously – somebody on the outside that's casual, they're going to look at that and be like, wow, what's up with that? But you all had some highlights this year. You got to play at Hoosier's Gym.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Brevin Ricker became the all-time leading scorer in school history.
Right.
And then he hit the 2,000-point mark. Mm. Can you talk about anything I might have missed?
I mean, like I said, the Bath County games, the first time they came to us that we hadn't beaten them in, I think it was 13 or 14 games. It had been 2017. And at our place, you know, it doesn't matter the records. It was just a war. We ended up winning it by like 6 or 7. The second time we went there, I don't know what was it took. About a minute and a half?
Minute and a half.
About a minute and a half. A scuffle on the floor.
Nice.
And Mr. Jolly over here, you know, he's got some pointy elbows. So he got to watch the rest of the game from the locker room.
A minute and a half in.
Loose ball on the floor.
Must have been that day. He was late to school.
Yeah. Went up too many times.
Loose ball on the floor. He stands up with his elbows out, and they said he hit some kid in the chin, and so
that's automatic.
I
like no two technicals.
I fought for it for about 5 minutes, and he went to the locker room for the rest of the game, and it was over there, and you know we still battled through and came out. You know,
okay, wait a minute. Has high school adopted the flagrant one, flagrant two?
They haven't.
No,
so
that's what I'm curious about.
Threw him out.
They gave him one tee, and the explanation I got was it can be officials' discretion to just eject.
Wow,
There was a scuffle on the floor where I'm pretty sure they gave maybe double tees, and then he got up, and they said when on his way up he hit a kid in the chin, which I disagree with. But
Gage, season's over. Statute of limitations have happened now.
Yeah.
You can come clean. Did you hit the kid?
My story that I tell everybody
now,
about.
Now, listen, you don't have to say my story.
This is the truth.
The season's over. He can't punish you. You can't run anymore.
This is the truth. This is the truth right here. So, I'm friends with a lot of kids from Bath County. I used to go to Bath County. I'm friends with all those kids up there. So, you know, it's like a rivalry game. It's fun. But the kid, I was on the ground, and the kid was standing over me. And when I went to get up, he was standing over me, so I flung my arms off of him, and I hit another kid. I did hit the kid. I felt my elbow hit him, but, I mean, I just didn't really think that I'd be ejected for it.
The tooth flying across the floor had nothing to do with
it. Well, I'm all over the floor.
I mean, Darren, it's probably that same ref that, you know, was making all the bad calls in the
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I'm a soccer referee. Have been a soccer referee. And it takes a lot to get a red card. An ejection.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, you know, and so, and fighting would be one of them. And I mean, it has to be, for me, it has to be, I see the fist hit, you know, or I can see the intent to just kind of go, you know, like this right up in their mouth. I mean, you know, if you're getting up, good Lord. I mean, yeah, if you're standing over, I don't blame you. I probably would have done the same thing. Give him a nice little nudge and, you know, inadvertently hit somebody. I mean,
shouldn't have been standing over him.
I mean, I say it's that, true. You know, he did get ejected, but there's not a mean bone in that body. You know, he's not vicious. He's not doing anything on purpose, to be honest. I mean,
you still went out and won the game, right?
We still won the game. We still finished over there. It was awesome to win over there. And, you know, highlights, like you mentioned, the Hoosier Gym, that was
awesome.
It was pretty fun.
So I watched a little bit of that game.
Yeah.
That place looked smaller than you explained.
Oh, 100%.
It was awful.
You have no idea. They before the game, they had to huddle the teams up and explain because the sideline are different. They have a sideline, and they have like a red line between that. But the sideline, I mean, they only gave you about the black strip here. So when it's a sideline out of bounds, they use the red line and all that.
That's on the court, basically. On the court. Yeah.
So there's no corner threes happening in that place.
No.
I really don't think he can fit in there. I don't think anybody's feet can fit in there.
You saw the two lines at half court. You know, you had to cross on the other side, but you got to come all the way back to the complete other side of the floor for it to be an over and back.
See, I wondered about that because I watched your game, and then I watched the school I graduated from in West Virginia. They actually also played there this year. They played another team, and I kept seeing them go past the one line. I was like, how's that not over and back? But
yeah, you had to go all the way to the other side of the floor. We actually got called for a 10-second call because our point guard stopped before that second line trying to run our offense and never crossed.
You just don't think about it. It's
And
we had to we had to wait until halftime for the teams to go in before we could go sit down and, like, find a seat because the gym crunched together.
Yeah, and the locker room was about – the stairs were, I mean, steep as you could get. Rock stairs.
I'm close. So fairly accurate to the movie then, right?
It was perfect. And, I mean, outside of the basketball, I mean, we drove up there and got together in a hotel room and watched the movie. And, you know, they had – I mean – we were right next to, like, what was it, McDonald's and all that. So they got to go and, you know, have fun for a night in Indiana and then go play a game and come back. So
you watched the movie before you played?
Yes.
Yeah.
So watching the movie that soon and then going into the gym, was it like, wow, this really is the real place?
It was cool. I could tell, you know, some things were different, but, you know, like, it's just like, I don't know, it just feels different playing in a gym like that.
Yeah.
Did they have any drunks stumble out onto the floor during the game?
No, I was just curious.
Was that in the movie?
Yeah. Jimmy Chitt was that.
It's been a while.
Yeah. So you three are seniors. Gage, we'll start with you. What's your plans now after high school?
I'm going to go to MCTC. I got accepted recently, so I'm going to be an electrician.
Hey, that's awesome. That's the right career to go into, dude. Yep. You can name your price.
Yep.
So we need more of that.
Yeah.
Definitely. Definitely. What about you, Jameson?
So I plan on going to Moorhead for pre-physical therapy for 2 years, and then after that I'm going to transfer to UK for another two to finish that degree out and become a physical therapist.
Nice.
I planned on going to MCTC. I'm going to go for HVAC, or I'm going to go and try to be a welder.
Well, if Coach, you're interested in money, you want to be a welder, okay?
The only bad thing
HVAC is a really good career, half the pay.
The only bad thing about it is that you got to travel a lot and stuff, you know?
That's true.
But the more you travel,
but
the
it's more money. Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, I knew a guy that traveled all over the United States, and he made cake. I mean, megabucks.
They make good money. Like, they definitely do. But, I mean, HVAC was also a good thing that I was thinking about.
If you get with the right company with HVAC, you can retire from that. I mean, you really can.
Well, I was thinking about Fayette Heating and Air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They have a lot of people out there.
Yeah, and there's a lot of those places that will do not an internship, but I was trying to think. I mean, they'll work with
apprenticeship.
And then apprenticship, thank you.
Are you doing
you'll work
MCTC while you here go to school.
No, I'm doing the one in Moorhead.
Moorhead?
Yeah.
You doing the one in Moorhead or the one here?
Probably the one here.
Okay, so the one here, we actually know the guy that teaches that class, Adam Hawkins.
Really?
Yeah, he goes to church with us. So, he's a cool dude. Gee, he knows what he's talking about.
On his good side.
I wouldn't go that far. I wouldn't say he's a cool dude.
He's a big guy. He has a pretty good placement rate, too.
Yeah.
Kids that come out.
He's got a lot of relationships with all these companies around here. So, I mean, generally you're walking out of that place into a job when Adam's done.
Right. If you want to start early, it's a little warm in here right now. So, I mean, if you want
to. We'll get you to hustle.
You're going in here right now. Coach, what's season been like for you? I mean, now that season's over, what? That beautiful baby girl?
That's, on the last night, I sat in the gym in the dark for a while, and I said, you don't really like the late nights that you have, but you're never ready for them to end, and there's a period that I may still be in a little bit where you're kind of lost and you're already thinking about the future, but you're seeing all these. I went to the 16th region tournament last night to watch the semifinals, and, you're still out there like, man, I wish we were here. What we got to get here. But, I have a 10-month-old at home who – my wife, and I'm enjoying the time. I haven't gotten to pick her up from daycare September, August, and I'm doing that every day, and I'm spending the time with her and my wife, and I'm enjoying the family time while I can. I'll always prioritize my family first, but during the season, like I said, you go on a road trip to Ashland, you ain't getting home until 12 at night. I would sometimes go days, not days, but like a full day without seeing them. I
fully understand that.
Yep. For the time being, until we are getting back in the gym, which will be soon, I'm being husband, father. I'm really enjoying the family time. I'm enjoying the time. Like today, I got to come home from school and take a nap. I haven't taken a nap in the middle of the day probably since before school started. And so I'm just enjoying the little things right now. Kind of waiting, and then once we get ready to go, probably in the next week or two, getting back in the gym, then it'll be full-blown for 24, 25.
So you say in the next couple of weeks or whatnot, you'll get back in the gym, just voluntary, stuff.
Yeah.
Everybody comes that they want to come. And
small school, I got a lot of guys playing baseball, a lot of guys running track, all that.
Which, as you said before, is a good thing because, you're staying in shape and you're out there doing something.
Absolutely. I went out to the track last week to watch them practice, just seeing what they're doing. I love them playing multiple sports, and like I said, the season, we're still 7 months away from official practice. So this will just be, you got time, you want to get in the gym, you want to work, we'll come in, we'll do some skills, we'll lift, and you a couple times a week just to kind of stay in the gym. Don't form the rust,
How many do you have – other than Brevin? I know Brevin plays AAU ball. Do you have any other guys that'll be, playing next year that plays AAU ball? Or are you going to do something? Do you all do a summer league, in summer games and whatnot?
In all of June, I try to play as many summer games as I can.
Gotcha.
Because usually, like I said, small school like us, we're working guys in to their first experience of varsity.
Gotcha.
And the summer is the best place to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I try to play at least 20 games. Last year, we probably played 25. Because there's guys who may have gotten spot varsity minutes last year that graduating three, including two starters.
Yeah.
There's guys who are, Tristan Guimond, and guys like that are going to be relied on to play a lot more, and they're going to need the experience. You can't simulate that in practice. So I try to play as many summer games, and in the preseason, bring in some guys, community members, whatever, to play us just to kind of get that experience. But, yeah.
Do you usually travel? You know, I know they did the summer league up here. So, do you usually travel to other schools, or are you able to get some of those schools to come down to you all and play some scrimmages, summer games?
I mostly stay in the area somewhat. Yeah. You know, we played in the Montgomery League last summer, mm-hmm. twice a week, I think, a couple times. We went to Morehead State. You know, Jameson knows all about that. It's where towards ACL last year. Morehead State team camp. I actually, at the game last night, took a picture of the exact spot on the floor and sent it to him. And just said, you know, sorry.
Your ACL lies here.
Yeah. That's what I said. There it is, right there on the floor. Just a joke, but, you know, we'll play in the area. When I was at Woodford County as an assistant, every summer we took a trip to a college overnight. A lot of times it was Tennessee Tech. Went to Western, I think, one year. I would love to do that. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of getting it together because, you know, like I said, some nights I may have 10 guys. Sometimes I may have 6.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just a matter of getting that together. But I generally try to stay in the area, maybe play 2 or 3 games a day just to, you know, work it out.
Gotcha.
And, yeah.
You mentioned you were at the semifinals last night, so I got to ask. Who's winning tonight, Ashland or Boyd, in your opinion?
Boyd.
Boyd has beat them 3 times. It's hard to beat a good team 4 times.
I want to say, you know, I don't want to say. In my mind, I'm thinking Boyd.
Yeah.
But how do you pick against a team that's won the region 5 or 6 years ago?
Right.
How do you do it? And even though Boyd's beat them twice.
3 times.
3 is hard. Especially when the 2 games were close. Yeah. All three
were close.
Yeah, they
were all in the same district.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the first time, Boyd beat them by 6 in regulation. Second time, Boyd beat them by 6 in overtime. Mm-hmm. District championship, Boyd beats them by 1 in overtime.
Jago's probably like buzzer beater.
So it's lived up to the hype. You like Jacob Spurlock?
Biggest fangirl from Jacob Spurlock.
So he is going on Jacob's TikTok. That's like standing the whole time.
See, where the season's over, I wanted you know, the team we lost to win the region. You know, like, you know, kind of Round County. And I was in their student section.
I was going to say, I walked by last night. I had just gotten there with my family, and I walked by, and somebody taps me, and I look. And it's him in the front row of their student section.
I went to East Carter's too. I got all different student sections and just hang out with them. But I wanted round 2 to win it. And as soon as round lost to Boyd last night, Jameson sent me a picture of Jacob Spurlock's cutout with a leash and there's a dog on it. It's Round County.
Wow.
So Randy Anderson, the coach at Boyd, he coached Lawrence County when I was in high school, and we used to play him back and forth. And he's a great coach. He's one of the best in the area there. And I think it's going to be a dogfight tonight. I think I'm with you, though. Ashland's, until they get beat, I'm going with Ashland.
And they have
– that would suck for Boyd, though, right? They've beat them all year long, and then boom.
As great as everybody on Boyd is, last night Xander Carter proved that he's probably going to be the best player on the floor.
Yep.
And sometimes that goes a long way.
And Spurlock, let me ask the fangirl, Jameson. Spurlock's a sophomore, right?
Yeah.
He knows everybody.
Right. I just wanted to make sure. So, Jameson, what part of your game would you give Jacob Spurlock?
What do you mean?
What part of the game does he have?
3-pointers.
Spark it.
Who does he play? Which team does he play?
Boyd.
I assumed that, but I was just double checking.
Yeah, he's good. He's legit.
He's set the record the last 2 years for threes.
Yeah,
in the season, broke his own record last year.
Yeah, I mean, last year at the region, I sat in Boyd County student section the whole tournament.
1 year we'll get there and we'll have our own.
I mean, that's the difference.
Jeez. Did you at least wear your Menifee County gear?
I think so.
Good.
I think I did actually.
Not a chance.
I think so.
Hey, Round County and East Carter both gave me a shirt, and I wore it.
Oh, yeah. Last year.
Hey, he's a merch guy. Hey,
last year, me and Brevin sent Russell's student section, and we got a Russell t-shirt. So I still have it.
So I think. Darren and I went to the girls' district games. You know, we've had Bath County girls on the
Hold on. I don't mean to interrupt. But I'm just going to tell you right now, If I was your age and I went to a game at Clark County and they gave me a Clark County shirt to wear, there ain't no way I'm wearing no Clark County shirt. No. And you're like, oh, I'm just going to throw on my Russell shirt. It's okay.
I'll wear it proudly.
No way. No way I'm doing that. Put that ugly Cardinal on me. It's gross.
I wore that Russell shirt to school the next day, I think, for fun.
The minute the county school, there was a Russell
shirt. Well, but wait a minute. Russell's mascot is the
Red Devils.
The Red Devils. It's pretty cool. Don't they have the fire that comes up out of their scoreboard during football?
Does that happen? I don't know.
I just got a shirt, man.
It used to during football.
I think that's right.
Football season in Menifee County is truly soccer season in Menifee County.
This is true.
I mean, our football team's undefeated.
You were at the Bath girls.
Yeah, so we went to the district games. You know, we watched Menifee, play the first game, and then we watched Bath play the second game. Unfortunately, I had my son, and he's in a wheelchair, so they forced us to sit on the Rowan and Fleming side.
And you had green on for Rowan.
He did.
Hey.
Sean had neutral green on.
Yeah, I wore my gray shirt.
Rowan.
Thank you.
There we go.
But that was one of the wildest nights because it was so freaking loud in there. Bath County showed up. Menifee County showed up. Fans galore. Both sides were packed. And it was really funny because Fleming County was actually rooting for Rowan County against Bath County because they didn't want to play them, and it didn't matter. Fleming County wound up winning anyways. But we pretty well have decided that next year we're going to do home and homes at both. You know, because we've got to set up at Bath now, and we've got to set up with you guys. So we're going to come do the home and homes, and we're going to call it the Podcast Divided. Half of us going to wear red, and half of us going to wear green. So that'll be fun. Hopefully, we can get it set up to where they're double headers. You know,
they will. They usually are. I got the dates today, actually.
Yeah,
we scheduled one today.
So, Coach, another thing I wanted to mention, and I mean these three, you can talk about them and what kind of legacy they're going to leave on your program. But you had Brevin Ricker, who was named to the All Junior team, and Caden Lawson, who was named to the All Freshman team.
Yeah,
what's it been like coaching those two kids?
It's been pretty fun. You know, they come to work every day. They live in the gym. There's nights where on Sunday nights, some guys may come in the old timers league, they call it. And
They graduated every Sunday night,
7 o'clock. Old timers come in and play. Sorry, Jim Lawson. He's an old timer. Caden's dad. But they're always like, can we go play? And I'm like, no, it's in season. You know, I don't want to take that risk. But they still show up and shoot. But every day in practice, they come to play. You know, they want to get better, and that's the culture that I'm glad we're establishing and maybe have established, is that every day you come to work, they'll tell you our practices are probably 50, maybe a little more, of just individual work. Yeah. You know, ball handling, shooting, individual skills before we do the team skills. And they are leaders by example. They're not just good because they're, whatever. They've worked to be good, and they're setting an example for the other guys. The freshmen, I had a seventh grader, two eighth graders on the varsity this year. They're setting the example for those guys. And that's the best part, is that they are very coachable, but that they want to be coached.
And that's something I learned, this year. I didn't realize that – is that how the 16th always does it? Instead of, all region teams, they break it down by class?
They have that, and then they have the newspaper, the Daily Independent, will do an all-area team where they combine I think it's four or five schools in the 15th.
And that's out of Ashland, right?
Yeah. So they'll do, Johnson Central, Paintsville.
Lawrence County.
Yeah. And they'll do an all-area team with probably – 12, 13 guys on it. They do it for every sport. Brevin was on that last year. And then Jameson, you were on the mention last year. And Aiden Manley was on the mention last year.
So now talk about these three guys and what each one brought to the program, what hopefully they'll leave behind for the next class.
I can start. Landon, like I said, he is an example of resiliency.
Gosh, flipping the table over. He's going for that rebound.
He's like, why didn't you start with me, coach?
Just kicked his legs.
Don't have a mean bone in his body. Whatever.
He Landon beside me here, he's an example of resiliency. Like I said, he almost had to take his junior year off, and
came back, and I didn't have to beg anything out of him. I didn't have to, you know, he played his role the way that he needed to play it. You know, whether he was starting, coming off the bench, needed to score, needed to do whatever. I go back to the Elliott kind of game, playing every single minute. First game back, double overtime, gets a steal, hits two free throws to kind of put the game out of reach. You know, he's the story of resiliency, and he brings that to basketball and our school. Jameson, if he's also a story of resiliency. His story is incredible to me.
Jameson, you need tissues before he gets going. You're clearing
your throat already.
Stop. You know, I had him last year. He started every game for me, and he averaged, 11, 12 last year. And before then, he had just been kind of the guy that they left alone in the corner, and he would hit an open shot if he got it. Last year, he developed his game. He became a driver, a defender, as well as a shooter. I think he hit 71 threes last year. And then this year, you know, summer ball, last day of summer, tears his ACL. You know, at team camp, we were playing Rowan County. We were actually winning that game, and it kind of shell-shocked us, and we ended up losing. But he never, you know, tearing your ACL senior year, you can just, oh, man, I'm going to go. And he's FFA president. You know, he's on the principal's council where he works with our admin on, you know, policies for the school. He could have just said, you know what, I'm going to enjoy my senior year. But he never missed anything. Even when he couldn't do anything, he was still, you know, he had to have that brace where his leg was straight and dragging along. It wasn't funny. He still came to every practice and was blowing me away. You know, we would be in the weight room in the preseason, and he would be in there doing squats with the bar, squats, putting weights on. And then December, he finally, you know, got the clearance to come back. And I was like, all right, we're going to take it slow. You know, we're going to work your way in. We'll get you ready for all A. It took about a game and a half before I was like, Jameson, dude, you got to play. Let's go. No, we went to Berea. We were in a tight game with it was Estill in the championship game, and I rolled with him. He hit a couple threes, and I was like, are you okay? I said, yeah. I said, all right, let's do it. So he probably played 25 minutes that night, and we never looked back. And he, you know, I think he hit in the 50s or 60s for threes in just the little time that he had. And above all else, he's a leader. He's a leader. Like I said, in the school, he's FFA president, and everybody, you know, gravitates to him. And he brings that every day to our program. Everybody loves Jameson.
The kid's always smiling.
Yeah, he's always smiling.
First time I ever met him, man. Smiling
like just living life.
And that got on your nerves.
Yeah.
I was like, why are you so friendly, man?
I'm so happy. We'd be losing, and I'd look over at him and be like,
yeah. And then Jolly here, when I got the job,
he's not the comedian on the team.
No,
is he?
Not at all.
No, I couldn't.
When I got the job last year in the summer, I was holding workouts, just kind of open gym, seeing what I had. Anybody can come play. I don't know what's, you know, whatever. I'm still learning everybody. One of our seniors last year, Gage Hatton, came to me and said, I got a friend who's moving here from Bath County. I said, okay. I said, bring him to a workout. He came to a workout, and I promise you not, the boy could not walk and dribble at the same time. I looked at Gage Hatton, and I said, what did you bring me? Like, what is this? I said, he's tall. And I'm thinking, okay, he's going to be a good JV guy. You know, next year we'll develop him. And you put in the work. He put in the work, and by start of the season, he became our starting five man.
Yeah.
And last year he averaged, 9-7, 9-6 as a big, and he only took that up this year. You know, he for a long time was averaging a double-double. But above all else, he brings a lightheartedness to the program. He's fun in the hallways, you know. He does.
He's so sweet.
Yeah, I don't get to talk that well about Gage all the time. That's a lot. But
you get that sappy music to put in the background.
Yeah. Today we had a staff student ball game. He hit a three, and he looked at me, and he was like, "You're blank. You didn't use me right, Devin Booker. I'm Devin Booker. You didn't play me right."
I hit that. It was volleyball. I looked at him. I went.
Yeah, but like I said, he's the story of hard work paying off. You know, like I said, he couldn't walk and dribble ball at the same time. And by the end of last year, he was somebody we went to. And this year, he became, you know, game. Like I said, that Belfry game where he had 19 rebounds. He also had 23 points.
Yeah.
You know, he's just a story. And he's also, you know, you can't be serious all the time. Well, Gage is serious about 5% of the time. And you need that.
30. Yeah, right.
You need that in your programs. It can't just be strictly business. It can't just be strict. And he does a great job of that sometimes at the wrong time. But it's what every program needs somebody like him. Even if he's not producing, every program needs like a Gage Jolly to kind of lighten it up a little bit and be a leader.
All right. I'm going to come to you, James, because you look like you want to talk. So –
I was going to tell you the backstory of Jolly's Menifee career.
Okay, good.
My sophomore year, we're in a district tournament. We play Bath County. Okay. Middle of the game, ref stops the game, and we look back, and there's this tall kid with a
Did he always have the hair?
Yeah. Shirtless with full red body paint, get kicked out of the stands by Alfrey.
And it was you.
And that summer, a kid comes to the gym and starts pooping up.
I was at the game. He went into the Menifee student section. And when I came, and it was a cool moment. Cody Wolf, who used to be the principal at our school, first day of the year last year, he came over with a piece of paper and said, "This is our discipline report from Bath County."
It was not a piece of paper.
I'll be lying. Okay, it was like 3 or 4 pieces of paper. He said, "This is the discipline report we got from Bath County." And he ripped it up and said, "That was the past. You're here now. Nothing matters that happened in the past. You're with us now." And I asked him, "What was that about?" And he goes, "Oh, he just tried to invade our student section last year and, you know, get crazy. We had to throw him out. I'm just letting him know we're not holding that against him." I was like, "All right."
So, Jameson, what's one thing coaches taught you through your high school career that you're going to take with you the rest of your life?
So much.
I'd say a growth in leadership is one. Dedication. I also say not giving up moment, like kind of like that, like just always be ready for the next step. Because I mean, there was a few times in a season where we lose 3 or 4 games, and then he still always had that like that fight of like we're going to get this next one no matter what, like no matter who we played, it was always. We're going to get it. This is our step up right now. So I definitely say that too.
Gage, same question to you.
How much I got to sweet talk you to get a 20?
How much time we got?
Man, he's a great guy. One thing he just taught me is, you know, always believe in the underdogs. You know, to most teams, we're more of an underdog team, you know. We've not got a lot of kids that play varsity. And every time we play a team, he'd never have a doubt. No matter if it was when we played Ashland, you know, some people were like going into the game, "Oh, we're not going to win this." He was always there saying, you know, "We're going to win this. We're going to win this. We're going to beat them." He never had doubt in us. Any team we played, he knew we could beat. And, I mean, we could beat them. We could be any team we wanted to be. Anything can happen, but. He always believed in us, and, you know, that sticks with me.
Landon, you're not getting out of this one.
Oh, shoot. I'd say to not ever give up, you know, and stay motivated and work hard and give, you know, practice your everything. And, you know, the pregame talks, you know, it was really motivational. I'd probably say Coach could be a motivational speaker if he really wanted to.
He gets them off Google.
He gets them off Google?
I send a book verse most mornings. I have a book of it's a sports daily motivational book. And every day of the year, there's something different. There's a story or there's just a quote. And every day in the mornings during the season, and I'll take a picture of it and I'll just send it to them in a group and I'll just say, "Let's have a good day."
Every morning.
Most mornings. Yeah, if I can.
Every single morning, and I read about 2 of them. He'd send them, I'd look at the message, he'd send a message, and I'd be like, "All right."
See, those are the things you can say now.
You're not supposed to say that.
But I can now.
It's still there.
Gage just took it all off the table.
He's going to make me run now.
No. Shoot, he can't make you do nothing now. I mean, you're done, right? You're free.
You can build the lead as much as you want now.
Brandon Dyer has said that Coach Robinson is the GOAT.
Who's that?
Brandon Dyer.
BD, yeah. That was – thanks, BD. Love you,
he is
man.
The GOAT. He's the GOAT.
It's too late now, Gage. You're not getting it.
Yeah, he is. He's the GOAT, dude. He's the GOAT. Please give me the 20. Please give me the 20.
He was going to take you all to Don Senior and everything after this.
That would have been nice.
Not anymore.
Yeah. Coach is the GOAT. It would take Gage too long to – actually find Don Senior.
Yeah. Well, he'd just follow somebody, hopefully.
Made me look crazy on the side of the road over here, trying to hunt him down on the side of the street. I'm over here like, hey, man, I'm over here. And he goes, well, I don't even see you.
He almost had like five wrecks out there at the intersection.
That took a really nice SUV out.
Got four streets in downtown Mount Sterling. He's been down here for 30 minutes.
He was on three of them at the same time, including that parking lot over there.
They just used to be on three. I got a text one day. He was on the side of the road with three wheels.
Yeah, my tire shot off on the interstate as I was going like 80 miles an hour.
Oh, my God.
Shot right off.
Just kept going.
I texted him. I was like, yo. He's like, what's up?
We were supposed to have a shoot around that day. And I was like, can you make it?
I said, yeah, I'll make it.
I got to go find my tire first. Yeah, I'll walk down the road.
This is the scariest story of my life. I'm driving on the interstate. My truck starts making a weird noise. I'm like, oh, that's weird. I better pull over. Well, about that time, my tire goes, boom. It shoots off my truck. And I said, oh, what?
Well, it's great.
I didn't crush. Didn't crash the truck.
Still made it that
That's
day.
That's awesome.
Crazy story to tell my kids.
So, being seniors, I usually ask this during the season, but I'll ask in a different way. Being seniors, looking to next year's team, who do you think that you can see, you know, other than the obvious, you know, going into the season that looks to be starters or whatnot, who do you see that is that you think, hey, I think he's going to make a big jump this coming year and, you know, surprise some people and crack that starting five?
Talking about big jumps, Tristan, probably. Kick and jump out of the gym. I mean, he's not. Well, how tall do you think Tristan is? 5'7".
He's not 5'7". He's 6'1".
He's not even. He's nowhere near 6'1".
He's not 5'7".
Okay, so he's like we're 5'8". To get him in here,
5'8", 5'9", maybe. He's about that. I mean, kick and jump out of the gym. Kid's crazy athletic.
You're
gonna
hear about that tomorrow morning.
Though. What
if he knows that he's gonna whoop you tomorrow? 5'8".
Tristan.
Don't let him hear this.
Rewatch this.
Yeah.
And then Austin Wells is one. He's a big JV guy, but I mean, I think he'll make that jump this year.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I agree with Jolly. Those two for sure. But I also think two of our JV guards, Kanan Fugit and Seth Runyon. I definitely like shooters for sure. Kanan is like a natural point guard too. His brother played for Menifee. He's just takes all that with them. So as long as those two keep improving, I think they'll also be big hits for next season.
Gotcha.
I am.
Yeah,
so it sounds like you're going to be a little bit more in depth next year on the roster.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Hopefully.
I know. I know exactly what he's going to say.
I have a little brother coming up.
Oh.
Rossin Jackson.
Stud. I can already tell you he's a stud.
We grew up together, man. I always took it hard on him since day one, like since we started playing. Like we literally just grew up just going head to head with each other. And I mean,
has he ever beat you?
I can't lie, he has.
Oh.
He's good, man. He's good. He's a shorter fella, but I'm telling you, he's good.
He had 18 our last JV game.
Yeah.
About 5'5", 8th grader.
We'd be in practice, man, and he's the only middle schooler that'll actually, you know, he just jump in there and get a he got rebounds over me all the time, man. He just jump in there and just
give you an elbow while he's
doing
it.
Yeah, I'm like, he's so little. He just I go up and get it, and he just jump up there, and I'm like, he's like in 7th grade. How's he doing this?
He's in 8th grade.
He's tough.
8th grade now.
He's in 8th grade.
So are you going to have any seniors next year?
Next year, juniors. Brevin will be a senior.
Aiden
will be a senior, and Caleb Perkins. Those will be, you know, Brevin and Aiden have been our backcourt for 2 years, and then Caleb, you know, he's been a spot starter, but he's played a lot. His dad was an assistant. He's the best soccer player on the soccer team.
He's a beast. But
he's, you know, he's brute. You know, he's probably 6 feet. He's a brute. You know, and you know, having to play without Jolly for a couple games, he doesn't miss a beat. He goes in there. He doesn't care if he scores, but he's going to be,
you know Aiden Manley. He runs the show for us as a point guard. He's a lefty who's going to, they can say it, but he's going to make a huge jump next year. Yeah, the way he works, he's so athletic in the way he works. And, you know, Brevin will be a senior, and he's at 2,100, you know, and I wouldn't be shocked to see him eclipse 3 before he leaves next year.
So, Coach, we're in an era where you can sign an NIL deal for anything. We've got Gage with a nice set of hair. Landon's got a nice set of hair. Aiden's got a nice set of hair.
Aiden's got the nice
set of hair. Caden has a nice set of hair. Like,
Caden cut his hair.
He cut his hair.
You know he's watching.
He is watching, and I give him crap for it all the time. He
gives me crap for my hair. This is something you say to his face.
I did.
Okay, so you're good.
I'm good. That's okay. It looks good. Okay.
It's still you know, curly and flows a little bit, but he got it out of his eyes, so at least he can see.
Well, I mean, what kind of NIL deal are we looking at? We got Pantene Pro V coming in, Head and Shoulders.
Great clips.
What
well, great clips are staying
Calvin
away.
Calvin Klein for me.
What's the shampoo at Dollar General?
The shampoo Head and Shoulders?
It's a Head and Shoulders?
I don't know.
We got about six Dollar Generals in Frenchburg. Whatever Dollar General brand is, that would be what we'd bring.
You guys are going to see me on a picture of one. Yeah.
That's hilarious. Well, guys, before we wrap up here, before the show, I gave you guys some shirts. And the reason I gave you those shirts is because – being the seniors, wrapping up your senior year in basketball, Brent Wehunt is really awesome. He sponsors our Menifee County Athlete of the Month there with the Kentucky Farm Bureau there in Menifee.
He's a big supporter of our program, too.
And he jumped on board. We were looking for somebody to sponsor that after we made the connection with you guys, and Brent stepped up to do that. So, James already got a shirt because you were our first Athlete of the Month, but you know, Gage, you and Landon both are, you know, all three of you are going to be our Athletes of the Month this month, which was technically the month of February, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And so we just want to say thank you for inviting us as a podcast into the den. It was so much fun that night to be
and
able to.
The den gets loud.
Yeah, it does.
The den does get loud.
It's so small.
So we hope to be able to do that more next year. We've got the full road set up now because KOL Commissary and Simply Secure stepped up and gave us some cold hard cash for us to buy some equipment to be on the road. And so we literally have a road show now. We got our whole separate setup and we're ready to roll, so we want to make some more visits up there next year for sure. And once we get closer to the season, we'll have you guys back on.
And we expect to see you all in the student section with those shirts on.
Absolutely.
When we're there. Yeah. I'll remind every day.
I can guarantee you that will be on him tomorrow at school.
100%.
At 11:30.
When he shows up at 10 o'clock.
At 11:30 when he gets there.
So, well, that's awesome. One more couple of things of business here before we wrap up.
Yeah. If they're the Athlete of the Month for – we have boys and girls.
Yeah, but we got the girls coming on in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
So why would we say that now?
I almost ruined it.
That's why I stopped you. I knew – I saw the wheels turning.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, they'll be here in just a couple weeks. So I tried to get them both on the same night, but Drew couldn't
come
get
on,
tonight,
Drew.
So I think he's on a trip. Did I see that? He's in Washington, D.C., maybe?
He was balling this afternoon.
He played an intense staff ball game.
I swear I saw a picture on Facebook of him.
We had a student versus staff game today, and that man was dripping sweat on the floor. He was not going to lose.
Senior versus staff.
Yeah, he was not going to lose.
And who won?
Staff.
They cheated.
We went through.
He had 0 points. I don't want to hear it.
No.
0 points.
No, I had like 15.
There goes Lonnie.
He did not
score.
He took 15. 2 threes and he missed both of them.
Would have had like 15?
15 minus 15.
So we do have another Athlete of the Week.
We do. Though. We do. So we have our Chemsoft Athlete of the Week.
That's right.
Adam, you want to share that with us? Talk a little bit about
some stats.
Talk a little bit about your girl.
All right, so our athlete of the week.
I can't believe you're looking to see who it is.
It's just for show. I just wanted a dramatic pause. I know who it is. I've talked about her most of the end of the season. She's one of the pups I always reference. Our region game, unfortunately, we lost. But we got one girl named to the all-tournament team, and that was freshman Bailey Warner. Dropped 17 points, 3 rebounds. So, Bailey, you're this week's athlete of the week.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And Bailey.
And Bailey did an excellent job filling in for Reagan. Reagan got hurt, wasn't able to finish the season, and Bailey brought something to the team that Reagan didn't have. She brought the offense with it, right? Not that Reagan couldn't score. That's not what she tried to do. But Bailey just naturally, in those games that she was playing, she was scoring at will on some of those games. Yeah. Was huge in the game against Ashland, right?
Bailey has developed great over the last 2 years. I don't know what it is about the end of the season, because she done the same thing last year at the end of the season. It was like, we needed a seventh girl to step up to give Shay some balance there at the end of the season, and Bailey was there, stepped up, came on at the end, and then this year she done it again. So something about when the calendar goes to February, Bailey Warner just plays her best ball.
Well, hopefully going into next season, she'll be at that level going into the season.
And
right?
then up that level in February again.
Yeah, absolutely. So one other thing, we've got a call to action for you, right? Something that we're adding to the old show here. If you're a fan of the podcast and you listen to the podcast, obviously you're watching right now, go to your app, whichever platform that you listen to us on, whether it be Apple, Google, whatever it is, give us a 5-star review. Type in some nice words for us. That helps us as a podcast. It gets us out there in front of more people. Those things matter. If anybody asks you to give a review, because that's what drives business, and that helps small businesses, and it helps the podcast.
It doesn't matter if you're in Menifee County or in Montgomery County.
Or in Bath County.
Or in the surrounding areas if you watch us.
If you're in Bucky's right now getting a nice brisket sandwich, leave us a 5. Yeah.
Go give us a little 5-star review there. We'd appreciate it.
Get you some beaver nuggets and give us a 5-star review.
So what's the over-under on how many reviews we got that say nice words?
Nice words?
That's what he asked. He said, just go on there and leave a review that says nice words.
If they give us 100 reviews that says nice words, I will be fine.
As long as the 5-star is hit.
There's right. the call to action. Okay. A 5-star review that says
hashtag nice words.
They'll all get kicked because they'll be like, it's a bot. It's a bot. So, oh, man. All right, well, guys, there you have it for this week's edition of the Community Trust Bank Coaches Corner presented by the From Corner to Corner podcast. If you haven't already, go out and give us a like on Facebook and subscribe on YouTube. Remember to help us promote our coaches show, our ChemSoft Athletes of the Week program, and our Menifee County Britt Wehunt's Kentucky Farm Bureau Athletes of the Month program. We do what we do for ours and the surrounding communities, our teams, our coaches, our students. They all deserve it. Catch you guys next week.
Stay safe, friends.
Hey, everyone. This is Sean with the From Corner to Corner podcast. I'd like to take a moment to thank all of our sponsors. We have Community Trust Bank, who sponsors our studio here on North Maysville. ChemSoft, who is our sponsor of our Athlete of the Week. Tutu Sweet Treats, who sponsors our Dog of the Week. CRC Renovations, Kentucky Realty Group, Jacobs Auto Body, Brett Wehunt's Kentucky Farm Bureau in Frenchburg, sponsor of our Athlete of the Month in Menifee County, and then our newest sponsor, Kelwell Commissary and Simply Secured, who sponsors our From Corner to Corner Road Show. Thank you all for making all of this happen, and we appreciate all of your support. The Moco Four Horsemen would like to thank you for listening to From Corner to Corner. Be sure to go out and follow us on Twitter, on TikTok, on Facebook, Instagram, and even YouTube. Whatever podcast platform that you listen to us on, be sure to go out and give us a 5-star review. Thanks as always, and we look forward to seeing you next week.